Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
Welcome to the Dropship Podcast, where you'll learn how to build and grow a high-ticket dropshipping business and hear stories from successful e-commerce entrepreneurs. Let's kick this thing off. Hey, welcome to the Dropship Podcast. And today I want to talk about how to start dropshipping on Shopify. And specifically, John, how can a beginner start dropshipping?
Well, I think, you know, when you're a beginner and you're coming to this for the first time, you want to start a dropshipping business, you've really got the one big question you've got to start. You've got to answer, right? I mean, you know, you probably know roughly how dropshipping works, but the question that's going to be going around in your mind is like, what am I going to sell? What am I going to sell? I need to find products. I need to know what I'm going to sell before I can start. You know, we hear this all the time from people. And so, you know, the best way to start, and what a lot of people will tell you out there is, oh, you just got to go and find a winning product. You know, you've got to go and do all this research, find a winning product, and then just pump that product really hard on social media and stuff like that. That's not the right way to do it. Just spoiler alert right there. The way that you want to do it is the right way is to find the person. So find your person, find your ideal customer. So the best way to do dropshipping is to identify a market or a niche, which is a term that you'll hear a lot of people say. You know, my niche is blah, 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 or I've got a niche business or something like that. That is the right way to do. But the niche is not defined by the products, right? The products is the secondary. Your niche when you're dropshipping should be defined by the customer and their interest, their passion, the thing that they love to do or whatever. So an example, you know, if I wanted to build a dropshipping business around people who are passionate about playing golf, right? The customer, the person whose interest is golf, that's the first question I want to answer. And the reason why that's the best approach to go is that if you identify your person, somebody who's passionate about golf, somebody who's passionate about woodworking, or you know, maybe it's somebody who is into arcade machines or pinball machines. Like, we sell those products, right? You know, if you identify that person, it makes coming up with the products really easy, right? Because when you know that person, you can then say, okay, so to do that thing that they love to do or that they're interested in doing or their hobby or however you want to term that, what products do people who do that thing use? Like, you can literally go into Google and say, what products does somebody use to practice golfing? Right? And you're going to find, you can do this on ChatGPT as well. I actually use AI to do this now. You can go and say, hey, you know, produce me a list of 10 products that people use for golf. Right? And it will just start listing. I did this actually for the other day for, can you give me a list of all the products somebody would need to set up a dental surgery? And it spat me out this list of products, and there were things that I was just like, man, I don't even know what that is, right? But I went and looked then, follow up to that is like, can you actually buy those things online? And the answer is yes, you can, right? And so this is where you start. You start by coming up with a list of ideal customers and their interests, right? And it's good to come up with a list. You know, I don't like to do it one at a time because I find it better to sort of brainstorm just to let your mind run a bit wild. Just put a bunch of ideas on a piece of paper and then go through them. Just go onto Google and say, what does somebody use to do blah, blah, blah? And you're just going to find lists of products. You're going to find blog posts. Like I say, you could use ChatGPT. You could use Gemini or any of those AI tools as well. Just ask it the question, like what tools or what products or what things does somebody use to do this thing? It's going to spit you out all sorts of stuff. And then you can just go and look, what are those products? Like, what are those products? Just go into Google. See if you can see sites selling them. If you can see sites selling them online, then you're on your way. And once you start seeing those products, your next question is going to be, you know, how, like, where do I get those products from, right? That's kind of your next step, is to start identifying, can I actually see suppliers for those products?
I got to butt in and say,
Never heard the dental niche, John. If somebody's listening to this and they're ready to hop, like that is a perfect person. That's, you know, not necessarily a hobby or a passion niche, but it's their business, right? It's more of a B2B sort of thing. Mm. That's a great example, right? I think we heard one on a recent student call was like gold miners. Would have never thought of that. And then we go in there and look, and there are all sorts of high ticket products for gold miners, right? And it's not like you're picking wood splitters. And I sell wood splitters. I have woodsplittershowlsale.com or what, like it. That's very rigid. It's very hard to talk to a human. So you're right. Find the human. Find someone with a passion. And like you said, have ChatGPT help you. Go have it make you a list of 400 different passion ideas or B2B interest ideas. You're going to come up with a lot of stuff. And who knows where you go from there. You're going to find the products. But to your point, John, once we found the product someone purchases, this is where I think a lot of people get held up is like, how do I find dropshipping suppliers? How do I find specifically dropshipping suppliers in the USA, I think is something we get often asked as well. Most people think of DSers or Oberlo or these marketplaces from which you can dropship or wholesale. That's not how we do things around here.
No. And so, you know, I think, hey, if you've been thinking about starting your high ticket dropshipping journey with us here at Dropship Breakthrough, but you've got questions, you're unsure about what's inside the course, you're unsure if it's right for you, or you just love to hear from the experiences of our students, you can jump on a free call right now with a member of our team who is also a Dropship Breakthrough student and successful high-ticket dropshipper to talk about all of those things. Just head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/call and book your call today. You know, a question that comes up a lot is about how do you find free dropshipping suppliers as well? Like, which was, when we heard that, it's such an alien kind of term, free dropshipping suppliers, because the way that we do it with the high-tech dropshipping, like, you don't pay to work with a supplier. You don't pay to access products. You go out, like, if you're thinking of a product category in mind, you're going to just go onto websites that already sell those products, for example, like who might be your competitors in the future, and see what brands they're selling. So you look for the brand names, right? Or you can just go onto Google and search, like, you know, product type plus manufacturer, product type plus distributor, product type plus supplier. And you're going to start finding companies that make these products, or if they don't manufacture them, that supply them. Wholesaler, that's another term, product type plus wholesaler. You put that into Google as well. And you're going to start finding the names of companies that sell, that manufacture and supply on a wholesale basis, the types of products that you want to sell. And then it's just a simple matter. And I say simple because it is simple. I'm not saying it's easy. Of go to their website, right? Find their contact details. And ideally, if you can, give them a phone call and have a very simple conversation with them about, hi, building a business in this space, you know, we've seen your products, we love them. We'd love to sell them on our website. And these people are literally waiting for you to call them. This is their business model, right? A lot of people say to us, well, why would suppliers let me sell their products? Why wouldn't they just sell them themselves? You know? And the answer is, when you're in the high ticket space, high ticket dropshipping, which is the method that we recommend for dropshipping and sort of what we've been, the how to do it that we're talking about here, suppliers in this space, their business model is producing products and supplying them to retailers who then manage the retail side of getting their products into customers' hands. That's who we're looking to work with. And so you are, if you're building and you're doing dropshipping on Shopify, you are a retailer like any other retailer, right? And so you can sell those brands and those suppliers' products. And it's free. All you got to do is pick up the phone, have a conversation. There's no cost. There's no ongoing cost. Instead, you're going to make money. You're going to make money for yourself. You're going to make money for them as well. Right?
I think on the supplier part, we could go really deep. So I took a note over here while we're talking. Mm-hmm. Let's do that in the absolute next. If you're just listening to this, check out next episode. We'll go deeper on how to find dropshipping suppliers. But like, found the person, found the products, found the brands that we're going to reach out to, John. Like, how much does it actually cost to get started? Like, is $500 enough to start dropshipping? I think that's a fair thing to ask if you're just starting. Is like, what is it actually going to cost to get started?
Yeah.
Or like, how much money do you need to get started? There's a lot of things I think we can break out here that you need when you get started. But the first one is like, a domain. I don't know if you want to rant a little bit. I know you have a little take on domains where it's like, can you do it without swearing, John? Let's find it. Let's put them to the test. John, let's hear a rant about domains without swearing from John Warren.
Well, look, I mean, your domain, the domain, which is your web address, right? Your whatever it is, .com or .com.au or .co.uk or whatever country you're in, is, you know, it's going to be the same as the name of your business, right? So I think you actually mentioned it earlier, like logsplitterwarehouse.com or like, you know, be a little bit more creative, like come up with a name for your business that's not just product
paradise
type online.
Sauna Paradise.
God. Yeah. Or any of that sort of stuff. Like be a little bit more creative. Like think about name your business, you know, going back to what we said earlier about finding a niche and that being defined by a person and their interest. You know, the name of your business and your domain should be based on that, I think, rather than putting in one product category and then online or this online or something like that, because that's super rigid. Like you're essentially locking yourself into that. Whereas over time, you might want to diversify into other products. You might want to go sideways a little bit. You ideally at some point will start putting your own brand on products. Let me tell you right now, like, I mean, you're not going to bring out your own golfing product where the brand name is golfclubsonline.com. Like that's not a brand name. Like let's be real. If you saw that on a product, you'd be like, that's fucking retarded. Right. And sorry to be un-PC, but like literally that's stupid. I didn't swear yet.
Close. I don't know.
So
today's environment, that's a swear, John.
Yeah. That's what I would say. Like about domains.
Yeah. I'm going to give you the list here, but I wanted to give John a chance to say something about domains because it's word of mouth is the biggest marketing channel you're going to have. So in the beginning, we're going to acquire people via ads. We might then move to SEO and video content and things like that. But reality is you sell a product and treat a customer super, super well. They're going to tell someone they know that they bought a product from you and you treat them super, super well. Now, do you want them to say, Logsplitter Warehouse or Direct? They're not going to remember, right? Or will you give them an opportunity to have something that is memorable so that you can pass it along? There's our little note. I like to use leandomainsearch.com, by the way, if you want to check out how to find some what's available using perhaps some of the keywords you'd like to use in your name. Check out leandomainsearch.com. Anyway, back to how much it'll cost for you. You need a domain, right? $11, maybe $12. I like Namecheap. John, I think John's a GoDaddy guy. I think you can buy him Shopify as well. Very cheap to buy a domain. I've got hundreds of them. If you need one, let me know. Shopify is what you're also going to need. That is your e-commerce platform. Definitely recommend Shopify. $29 a month, $39 a month, I think is what you can start at for Shopify.
You can start with a $1 trial, right? You can start playing around in there for $1. Just dropshipbreakthrough.com/Shopify, $1 until you're ready to launch. And when you're ready to launch your business, then, you know, you're going to set up and you're going to go live and it's $29 a month.
When you're on Shopify, you're going to need a theme, right? So think of a theme like a skin on your business. You can pay for these and they can get really expensive if you want to go high end on a theme for your Shopify store, a skin for your Shopify store. Now, John and I, we have handpicked what we think is the best theme for dropshipping. It's the Superstore theme by Out of the Sandbox. We have partnered with them. So anyone who actually comes into our course, we give them a copy of that theme for free. And we give you a dozen videos on how to actually make that theme even better when it comes to SEO and for dropshipping. But I don't think you need that in the beginning. I just want to be clear. I started my very first business with a free theme. There are many free themes that can you can just choose from Shopify out of the gates. I think all of them work just fine to start making sales. And, side note, money cures all problems. So the moment you start making sales, you want to go buy a new theme. It'll be a lot easier to do so when the time comes. So you don't need a theme. So domain, Shopify, theme if you want one. G Suite, which is so that you have your name at yourbusiness.com so that you're not selling from a Gmail or a Hotmail or Yahoo Mail or whatever else people use nowadays. You're going to want a branded email address from which you are emailing your customers. So G Suite does that. I believe that's dropshipbreakthrough.com/Google. I think we have a link for all of these if you're interested. Grasshopper is the next one, which is just an 800 phone number. Again, it's good to have a professional phone number. And it's very easily done. I don't even think they need to be toll-free anymore if you don't want to be. You can choose different ones on there. Heck, you could use Google Voice here if you don't want to pay for this. I think Grasshopper is only like $30 a month. Again, I think it's dropshipbreakthrough.com/grasshopper if you're interested in checking that out. You probably need a little bit of branding. John and I like to use Fiverr, F-I-V-E-R-R.com. Probably cost you $20, $30, $40 to get a logo, get a little branding, get a carousel image for your homepage. Enough to get started and call suppliers for sure. And your biggest expense by far is going to be acquiring the customer. So that is going to come on Google Ads. You're going to run Google Shopping Ads, and no, not Performance Max or anything that Google would like you to run. You're going to run a very specific three-tier funnel that we've talked about on this show before. And Google's going to give you a coupon to do so. They want you to spend money on their platform. So you're likely going to get a coupon for spend 150, get 150 out of the gates. And if you look around a little bit, you can find a spend 500, get 500 coupon. So if you just do the 150 and the domain and Shopify and Google Workspace and Grasshopper and Fiverr, you're well under that $500 threshold. That was the question that was asked to us. Is 500 enough to start dropshipping? The biggest expense here that I didn't mention at all is not even financial. It's your time. Like, you've got to put in the hard work here. Nothing comes for free. No one gets a free lunch in this world. And if you really actually want this, you got to do the work. And that's going to come from you sitting down, doing the research to find the right person to sell to, doing the research to find what products they purchase, finding the suppliers, reaching out to them, building a website, running Google Ads. There are a lot of steps here that you need to do. And it's simple. Like, we've outlined it on this podcast before, the process by which you can get this done. But it's work. Make no doubt about it. It's work.
Yeah. Absolutely. I think it's you know, one of the things that everybody associates with dropshipping, and I think the attraction for a lot of people is that it is a business model that doesn't cost you a lot to get started. Like, the compared to more traditional business ideas and many of the business ideas that you could think up, the financial commitment is very, very low. Like, it's astronomically low, but there is still the time commitment. So that is your cost, and the commitment that you have to actually spend the time to do the work and do it. But I mean, you know, the great news about that is, I mean, if you're sitting here listening to this in your 30s or your 20s or even your 40s, I mean, you've got plenty of time. I mean, you've got the time to do this. It doesn't have to happen overnight. Even if you spend an hour a day, 2 hours a day, like, think about that. Is that achievable for you? That is enough to start building one of these businesses, to get it up and running in 30 days or so. And you can learn the first steps towards doing that on a free training that we've got. You just go to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go, and we'll take you through the steps. And you can literally walk off of that and start doing it yourself, right? Start taking some action, get that ball rolling, and spending just an hour or two a day, less than $500, you can have a high-ticket dropshipping business up and running.
Thanks for listening to the Dropship Podcast. You can find all the show notes for this episode at dropshippodcast.com. And if you're ready to take the next step in your dropshipping journey, we invite you to join us inside Dropship Breakthrough, where John and I will walk you through step-by-step in starting your own high-ticket dropshipping e-commerce business. But that's not all. Dropship Breakthrough will also teach you everything you'll need to know to grow your business and take it to the next level. So head over to dropshipbreakthrough.com and sign up for our free training that will help you take the first steps towards building and growing your own profitable high-ticket dropshipping business.
John and I both love business, think about it all the time, can't turn it off, and don't know why anyone would want to. And because of that, we started a second podcast where we can talk about everything we've ever wanted to talk about in business. Not just dropshipping. We like talking about all things business. So if you want to hear John and I talk about all sorts of stuff, from camel meat dropshipping businesses to PDF dropshipping to a guy gambling $100 every single day on YouTube Shorts to how OnlyFans taught us lessons in business, we're all over the place over there, but it's a really fun podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, you love John and I, head over to your podcast player of choice and look for the Low Bar Podcast. You'll see a blue image, and you'll see a cartoon version of John and myself. And go back and start at episode one. I promise you will not regret this. This is one of the more fun projects that I have done recently. I know John's having fun too, so we'd love it if you joined us. Check out the Low Bar Podcast on YouTube or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts.